OK， 好，那我们先读一点主的话我们先请翻到彼得后书第三章第九节。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 9。
彼得后书三章第九节。
Second Peter 3:9。
主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们。不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
The Lord is not slow about His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance.
我们再请翻到约翰福音第十二章。
John chapter 12.
三十九四十。
Verses 39 and 40.
他们所以不能信，因为以赛亚又说，主叫他们瞎了眼，硬了心，免得他们的眼睛看见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。
Therefore they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, He has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts.Lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them.
请大家注意，他这里说他们眼睛看见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。
Pay attention to this part. It says, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them.
我们再翻到旧约的耶利米书第二章十三节。
Old Testament Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 13.
因为我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, to hew for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
我们最后是诗篇的第一章第三节。
Psalm 1 verse 3。
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaves does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers.
我今天想跟大家教授的就是乃事都要悔改。
I want to share with you that we have to repent.
我上次一月底的时候跟大家教授，我们要认识主是一位赐恩典的主。
I share with you end of January that we have to know the Lord that He is one who gives us grace.
其中有一个恩典就是有悔改的恩典。
That He gives us grace to repent.
最近当我在思想就是今天要交通什么时候，有一天就有一个感觉。
When I was pondering what to share, and I had this that came to my heart.
就是我们都好像守在家里，哪里也不能去。
That we are quarantined at home with nowhere else to go.
就是好像刚开始会有很多的震动。
As if in the beginning there will be no more shaking.
我们知道今年就一开始就发生了很多的事。
We know that many things have happened from the beginning of this year.
大家还记得在一月二十六号的时候，那个篮球的巨星 Kobe Bryant 就过世了。
In January 26th of this year, Kobe Bryant passed away.
但是现在回想，好像大家都已经忘掉了，生活好像又回到了正常里面。
And after all these times, we seem to have forgotten, and we run back to our normal life.
然后想到这次的这个新冠肺炎的疫情。
And as we look at this pandemic,
就想到就当初在一月二十六号的时候，武汉封城。
And the city of Wuhan was in quarantine January 26th.
然后二月二号的时候，美国封关。
And we banned travel coming in from China February the 2nd.
然后这个疫情好像像大火一样，从亚洲烧到欧洲，然后烧到美洲。
And this pandemic, like a fire, went through in Europe and then over to the States.
好像也烧到全世界每一个地方。
And to every places in the world.
我们里面刚开始都有一个感觉，就是主在震动。
And we feel in the beginning that the Lord is shaking.
主要再来了。
And the Lord is coming again.
然后我们要悔改。
we have to repent.
但是好像就是一天很快的这个这个那个震撼慢慢的就随着我们在家里就慢慢的过去了。
And as of this all, you know, when we're in awe, but now after staying home for so long, this has passed us.
我在想就是难道这一次就这么过去了吗？
I was thinking, you know, this time just passed by like this.
我们到底在主面前得到了什么？
What do we gain from the Lord?
我就想我自己在思想了，就是一开始我们说我们要悔改。
I've been pondering myself in the beginning, we said we have to repent.
那今天我们在哪些地方有真的悔改了呢？
But today, in what areas have we truly repented?
我在问自己这个问题。
I've been asking myself this question.
然后像我们知道在主那里的悔改是怎样的一个悔改。
We know what it is, by repentance before the Lord.
像刚才主的话说，他说一个人的眼睛看见了，心里明白了。那回转过来的时候，这是一个真悔改。
The Lord says that when they should see with their eyes and understand with their heart and turn, that is the true repentance.
这里有三个很具体的一个过程。
It's very specific and the process.
就是第一个是眼睛看见。
The eyes will see.
就是主把一个真实的情况开启和光照在我们的里面。
That the Lord reveal andIt was in as that true condition.
就是哪一个事情是对的，哪一个是不对的。
And what is right and what is not right.
哪一个是真的他所要的。
What is truly what he wants.
他这里说心里明白。
It says here to understand with their hearts.
我多思想了一下，一个心里明白就是我看到了主是这么讲的。
And I ponder more that one that you understand with your heart.That you really see what the Lord is asking.
那我更看到一个就是心里明白，就是我不是仅仅是观看这件事情，我发现我脚所站的正好是在一个错的地位上。
And not only that I see what is true, but that I'm standing on a wrong place.
我明白我的处境不对，我要离开这个处境，朝主所要的去走。
That I understand that what the position that I'm in is wrong and I need to walk towards the Lord.
当真的有这样一个开启和我里面一个看到自己的情形的时候，我在就能够真的是回转归向主所要的。
When the Lord opened within me and let me see what it is like and I truly turn to what the Lord wants.
然后回想是这样的话，我就想到自己或者我们大家都有一个感觉，就是好像没有真的一个什么是悔改的。
And as I think about this, I feel that myself and all of us, we didn't truly repent.
好像大家，我不知道大家什么感觉，我就感觉好像看看新闻，好像慢慢的熬，这个，我们一直就是等那个 coronavirus 的 case 那个高峰期过。
I don't know how you feel about this, but as I said, we look at the news and see when the peak will be over.
然后高峰期现在慢慢的好像过了。
As if now the peak is already behind us.
好像大家就等着重新的恢复正常。
And everybody is waiting for life to be back to normal.
难道真的是这样吗？
Is it truly like this?
我感谢主，就是最近就是主里面有真的有一个提醒。
I thank the Lord because he reminded me and within me.
记得有一次在曾弟兄的一次聚会中，他开头有一个祷告。
I remember one time during a meeting, brother son had a prayer.
我们弟兄说，他说主啊，你的怒气还没止息。
That Lord, you have your wrath is still there.
但求你在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。
But Lord, in wrath, remember mercy.
就是我们弟兄感觉就是主的怒气还没有止息。
Our brother feels that you know the Lord's wrath is still there.
然后我在这里面一个提醒的时候，当我在看新闻的时候。我才发现就是主还在主的手还在工作。
And being reminded of that, and as I look at the news, I see that the hand of the Lord is still working.
因为到昨天为止，我们知道全世界现在有200万人感染了。
And until yesterday, the entire world, there are about 200,000 people who have been infected.
在美国有在全世界有20万的人死亡。
And And the world is like 20,000 people have died.
美国占了四分之一。
And the U.S. was 25%.
其实这个瘟疫其实还在蔓延。
And this pandemic is still going on.
对，然后似乎好像好像缓解，但其实背后那个主的手还没有放开。
Even though, you know, it seems to be a little better, but the Lord's hand is still on it.
如果我们看新闻的话，我们会注意到几点。
When we look at the news, we'll see some points.
就是大家好像对这个病毒的起因其实并不是真的知道。
People are not, we do not know the origin of the virus.
也没有病啊，没有药可以治，也没有那个疫苗可以打。
There is no medication for it, and there's no vaccine for it.
有人说这个人得了病应该是有抗体，但是他还会再发。
And people said that, you know, you can have the virus and then you have the antibodies, but yet they still get sick again.
然后大家也担心这个病会在秋天的时候会再发，而且更加的严重。
And everyone is worried that in the fall the virus will come again and it will be even stronger.
而且慢慢的好像对经济，然后国与国之间的关系有很大的影响。
And it will affect the economy and also the relationship between nations.
其实在心中我们都知道这个事情还没有过去。
And in our hearts we know that this pandemic has not passed.
然后在一次机会我就去了西雅图网站上去看看他们的信息的时候。
And one time I went up to the Seattle Christian Assembly's website.
然后正好就看到在他们的主页上有一个大的字打出一段圣经节。
And on their homepage, there is a verse.
那个是在历代志下第七章。
In Second Chronicles chapter 7.
我就读一下就好了。
I'll read.
那个经节说第七章十三十四节。
7:13-14.
我若使天闭塞不下雨，或使蝗虫吃这地的出产，或使瘟疫流行在我民中，就称为我名下的子民若是自卑祷告寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
If I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to divert the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sins, and will heal their land.
然后我也看到就是西雅图聚会那个祷告事项里面就有一个就是说礼拜二会禁止祷告。
And for their prayer request on Tuesday, they had a prayer, they will fast and pray.
就是为主能够求主能够医治这地。
For the Lord to heal the land.
就在这个时候真的能够得到人。
That truly that God will gain man during this time.
就第一个就是一个提醒，就是我们是属神的子民，就是对这件事真的有一个里面属灵的感觉和属灵的责任。
That reminded that.Once again, we are children of God, that we have the spiritual responsibility.
就是主，就是他的话说，我们要祷告，寻求他的面。
That his word tells us that we have to pray and seek his face.
就是主的工作，在这一次瘟疫的事情上，他的工作会跟神的百姓的反应有很大的关系。
That during this pestilence, that the work of God is very much related to the response of his people.
我第一个讲到就是一个悔改的，就是我们有没有为着这件事，为着就是主在这个地上他所做的工作而祷告。
When I'm pondering on repentance, I'm thinking, have we been praying about what the Lord wants to do on this earth? Have we prayed?
我就想到在旧约里面有一个故事，就是约拿传福音给尼尼微城的故事。
I thought about in the Old Testament when Jonah preached to the city of Nineveh.
我这里就不读了。
I will not go and read.
我们知道尼尼微是一个大城。
We know that it's a big city.
圣经上说他们的恶达到了神的面前。
The Bible says that their wickedness have already reached the before God.
所以神就叫约拿去传福音给这个城的人。
So the Lord wants Jonah to preach the gospel to them.
要他们悔改。
For them to repent.
如果我们看圣经的话，我们知道当约拿去那城里传福音的时候。
When Jonah went to the city to preach to them.
那个城的悔改是大的。
Their repentance was great.
圣经上说从大到小。都披麻蒙灰。
From the oldest to the youngest, they were in ash, they were in ashes.
他们都禁食祷告。
And they fast and pray.
他们真的后悔他们所行的恶，转向了神。
They repent from their wicked ways and turn toward God.
神就转眼就不发他的怒气。
And the Lord turned and do not show his wrath on them.
但是这个一想到就给我一个很大的一个提醒。
And it really reminded me.
就是神是要审判。
That the Lord truly will judge.
但神不是为降灾而降灾，他是为了人能够悔改而降灾。
He did not just bring all these harm to us for the sake of it, but he brings these to us in order for us to repent.
然后在尼尼微这个城的人。他们如果没有听到神的福音，他们就算悔改也没有可转向的地方。
The people in Nineveh, if they want to repent, but if they do not repent because of God, then there is nowhere they can turn to.
然后就想到就是西雅图那个网站上这一节圣经节。
So I thought about this verse that was on the website.
就是我们。有没有为着神在这个时代这个时候所发生的事情所要做的工作能够尽我们的那个责任
Have we really be responsible as we look at what the Lord is doing during this time in this generation?
我们有没有愿意就是做那个为着这件事祷告的人
Are we willing to be praying, these people were praying for the Lord's will.
愿人的心能够 humble 下来，来认识神。
May our hearts be humbled and may people's hearts be humbled to know the Lord.
虽然我们不能像约拿一样，好像去这个大城去到处传。
Even though we cannot be like Jonah to preach in the cities.
但我们愿不愿意我们自己就是在我们身边的人的当中，我们能够跟人。真是传福音。
Are we willing to preach gospel to those who are around us?
或者让我们活着，就是让人看到神是那位拯救的神，赐平安的神。
Or do we live a life that people will see that He is one who gives peace and He is one who saves?
对，这是我看到第一个悔改，就是我们有没有为着神给我们这个祷告的权柄，能够促成他在地上工作的。这个恩典我们真的是抓住了。
For this repentance for myself, I've been thinking, do I grab hold of this privilege of that we can come and pray before Him, that we can pray for His work to be done on this earth.
然后第二个是悔改，我是想我们自己的光景。
And second about repentance, I was pondering on our own condition.
这个是我们能够翻到启示录第二章。
The book of Revelation, chapter 2.
让我们弟兄最近也跟我们念到这一次的经文。
Our brother have shared with us this passage.
就是主给以弗所教会的信中所说的。
That when the Lord's letter to the church in Ephesus.
因着时间的缘故，我就中文读一下就好。
I was just reading Chinese due to time.
第二章一到五节。
Chapter 2, verses 1 through 5.
他说你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐也知道你不能容忍恶人你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的看出他们是假的。来。你也能忍耐成为我的名劳苦并不乏倦然而有一件事我要责备你就是你把起初的爱心离弃了 所以应当回想你是从哪里堕落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就要临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。我们知道这是写给以弗所教会的一份书信。
This is a letter to the Church of Ephesus.
我们知道以弗所教会的光景是非常好的。
We know their condition was very good.
对保罗才说，他说以弗所教会的人是信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
That's why Paul said that they are one them, they are dear saints in the Lord.
所以保罗也可以把他从主那里得到神永远的启示交通给以弗所的教会。
He can also fellowship with them the eternal purpose of God.
但这个时候主在写给以弗所的信中，就好像光景有一点改变。
But when the Lord was writing this to the church in Ephesus, their condition has changed.
主在这里有一些地方好像以弗所的还是做得好的。
There are some things that they have done well.
因为主这里说你仍然为我的名劳苦并不乏倦。
Because the Lord says that you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary.
你也能忍耐。
You have persevered.
你好像也能够分辨那个什么是真使徒，什么是假使徒。
And you can discern the true apostles.
但是主在这里就讲了一个责备的事。
But the Lord has one thing against them.
所以你把起初的爱心离弃了。
That you have fallen from your first works.
他说如果你不悔改的话，我就从你那里把灯台从原处挪去。
That you have left your first love.That if you do not repent, I will come quickly and remove your lampstand from your place.
其实我们从主的话看到这一个主的责备，主看到的是一个很大的东西的失去。
And when the Lord has this against them, the Lord has seen something that has been lost.
所以主这里的话其实是很严厉的。
It's a very serious matter.
我在想就是以弗所教会的弟兄姊妹，他们还是做主要他们做的事情。
Indeed, that the church in Ephesus, they still do what the Lord requires of them.
但他们在做的时候，好像心里好像不再有那个爱，或者是对主的爱，来的那一个来为主做事。
But as they're doing their work, they have already left their first love.
我就在想，那对这个起初的爱心离去了，里面就很快就被提醒。
I was very quickly reminded when I read about this having left your first love.
我们是不是也这起初的爱离去了呢？
Have we also left our first love?
我就想到我自己个人在刚信主的时候一个感觉。
I thought about when I first believed the Lord.
我在想大家可能都，如果我们仔细去回想的话，我们都会有那个感觉。
If we ponder, we will have this, we'll feel the same way.
就是我们那个时候好像读主的话，好像越读越有满足，越读越甘甜。
We are very, the more we read God's word, the sweeter it is, and the more satisfied we are.
我们常常会有感动。
And we have been touched much within.
我们如鹿切莫吸水。
And we are like as the deer pant for the water.
然后我们那个时候聚会，我们是好像盼望着下一个聚会来。
And as we meet, you know, we gather together, we look forward to the next gathering.
然后我们见到弟兄姊妹里面就非常的欢喜快乐。
And we rejoice when we see brothers and sisters.
然后在为主服侍主或者传福音的时候，
as we serve the Lord or as we preach the gospel,
虽然我们懂得不多，
even though we do not know a lot,
但是我们里面知道那里面满了的热心，
but we are with fire within.
我们一直想着我们主要服侍的人，
we think about the ones that we are serving,
好像再难我们都不会放弃，
and we will not give up however difficult it is.
我们会常常把这些事情带到主面前。
We often bring all these matters before the Lord.
我们只想主能够得到这个人。
All we want is for the Lord to gain this person.
但是想到我们现在的情形，
as we think about what it is now,
但感觉好像就像主在这里说的，就是我们好像里面的感觉失去了那个起初的爱心。
It's like what the Lord described it, that we have left our first love.
当没有疫情的时候，我们有时候不会多想。
when there's not this virus thing going on, we would think more.
因为有许多的事情会那我们就没有办法去想。
We're occupied by many other things.
但是是有疫情，我们待在家里，我们不得不想。
But not because we're quarantined at home, we have a lot of time and we're starting to think about these things.
我们是不是真正的那个起初的爱心失去了？
Have we truly we lost that first love?
我们在家里的时间好像很多了。但是不是我们读主的话更加的多
呢？ We have been more time at home, but are we spending more time reading God's word?
主是不是因着我们跟他亲近同在更加的明显了呢？
Have the Lord's presence been more real as we come before Him more?
我在想，这都会启发我们去思想我们起初的爱心是不是已经失去了？
This will make us think whether we truly lost that first love.
当我们都有这个感觉的时候，我们都会想，那我就赶快把这个爱心找回来。
When we feel this way, we want to, you know, quickly get the first love back.
我要找回那个爱主的感觉。
I want to find that feeling that I'm loving the Lord.
我要找回那个热心的感觉。
I want to find back the feeling of zeal.
我要做一些事情。
I want to do something.
我努力要把那个重新把起初的爱心拾起来。
It's like I'm striving to pick up that first love again.
我曾经也经过一段时间，就好像这个找那个感觉或者要做什么，这就是我们的方法。
It's like this is our way, our method of doing it. It's like we're trying to find and looking where it is and trying to get it back.
但我们好像都没办法恢复到起初的爱心。
But we are not able to be restored to you know that first love.
但感谢主，主在这里他给了我们一条路。
But we thank the Lord that He has given us a way here.
他说你要回想是从哪里堕落的。
He said that you have to think about where you have fallen.
然后要悔改。
Then you repent.
然后行起初所行的事。
And you do what you have done in the beginning.
我觉得，那我们的这个起初的爱情到底是怎么来的呢？
But so how did this first love came about?
我在想，如果我们不仔细的思想，我们可能摸着了一些表面，但是那个起初爱心怎么来的那个实际，如果不清楚的话，我们，我自己的经历是会，就是那个悔改是真的悔改是没办法真的得着的。
If we didn't truly ponder it, it's just on the surface that we are looking, then we will not be having true repentance.
我回想的时候，我就想到了，当我们起初信主的时候
，And when I ponder, I came to this as when we first came to the Lord.
我们的眼睛好像突然被打开了
，Our eyes suddenly opened.
我们认识了这一位主
，We know this God, this Lord.
我们认识到他为我们死在那十字架上，就救了我们。
We know that He has died on the cross for us. He has saved us.
我们的罪担从我们身上脱落了。
That our the load that sin has already fallen, this burden.
我们也看到了主是一位带领我们的主。
We see that He is the one who leads us.
我们好像可以把一生都交在他手中。
That we can hand over our entire life to Him.
所以我们心中充满了喜乐。
So our hearts are filled with joy.
当我们回想，我们会想到我们起初信主后发现。好像主就在我们生活的每一个角落。
As I look back, it's as if you know the Lord is in every corner of my life.
我们愿意与主交谈。
And we long to talk to Him.
我们愿意跟他祷告。
And we come to pray to Him.
我们遇到的事情，我们能够寻求主。
And when we come to things, you know, different things, we will come and seek His face.
如果主有要更正的，我们好像也很容易的就听了。
When the Lord wants to correct us, then we easily will listen to Him.
我们就是这样不断的与主同行交通，然后经历主，我们里面满了主的喜乐。
And we walk with Him and we fellowship with Him, and in our hearts, Lord, we are filled with joy.
就是真的像刚才诗歌唱的，你是我意象里面的第一节。
And it's like the first verse in that song that we sing, Be Thou My Vision.
他说唯你是我一切，他皆虚幌。
Not be all else to me save that thou art.
白昼或黑夜，我最甜思想。
Thou my best thought by day or by night.
好像行走或安息，你是我亮光。
Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light.
我在想，我们都是当时我们对这个 主的真理并不是很清楚。
When we first came to the Lord, we're not very sure of the truth.
但其实我们不知不觉的，我们其实把主摆在我们心的首位的。
But unknowingly, we have already placed him in the center of our heart.
我们的眼目看的是主自己。
Our eyes see himself only.
我们所有的问题都是带到主面前，是主替我们解决的。
We bring all our problems to him, and he solved it all.
那个是起初爱心得来的缘故。
And that's how the first love has been gained.
也就是说，我们是活在主面前，让主做我们的主。
And we live before the Lord, and He is our Lord.
那主说在这里，他说你要回想在什么地方堕落。
He said, you know, you have to think and where you have fallen.
那我们应该想是什么时候、什么事情，他开始别的事情占据了我们的心。
So we have to ponder when it is or what it is that have already captured our hearts.
是不是我们工作忙了，慢慢的就把主摆在了一边
？Is it because that our work is busy and we slowly put the Lord aside？
是不是我们有了孩子之后，孩子的事情就占据了我们的心
？Or is it because we have children and then their things start to occupy our hearts？
是不是曾经就是以前还不确定，就是来美国都是不确定，但是后来就慢慢的稳定下来了。
So in the past, you know, we just came to study, but now our life is already here, it's a stable life.
就是生活的追求成为我们心中所看重的。
And the pursuit of all daily living becomes what we hold dear.
或者是我们开始服侍了，那个服侍的事情慢慢的占据我们的心。
Or as we start to serve, then all these things, the service becomes what occupies our heart.
或者像聚会多了，读经的要求多了，好像我们忙着应付都来不及。
Or that when we have more meetings, we have to follow up with the reading, and we're so busy.
是不是就是在地上有财富吸引了我
？Or on this earth, you know, this world that we have wealth that attracts us.
或者是人的称赞吸引了我
？Or man's praise.
或甚至是对一些事情的不满。充满了我们的心。
Or because we do not feel right about certain things.
我在想，主在这里责备，不是说把这些东西都要去掉。
When the Lord here, when He says He's against us, it's not that He's taking all of these away.
我们是要有工作的。
We have to work.
我们是要抚养孩子的。
We have to raise our kids.
我们是要服侍的。
We have to serve.
我们是要聚会读经的。
We have to gather and we have to read the Word of God.
这里是提醒我们，我们有没有把我们的心不再是注视了主的自己。
But the Lord is reminding us, have our hearts turned away from Himself?
是不是主在我们心中是住在那个第一个的位置上？
Is He first place in our hearts?
所以我们当我们看到了是主在我们心中的地位悄悄的被挪移的时候，
As we see that His position has been slowly, gradually being moved.
所以我想我们需要悔改的我自己的一个感觉。
How I feel about repentance.
我们要重新回到主的面前。
We have to return to be before Him.
我们重新恢复与主的亲近。
That we will return and have fellowship with Him.
好像像当初一样，我们就是不断的活在主的面前。
Just like in the beginning, to draw nigh and live before Him.
只有这样，那个爱心主就会慢慢的在我们里面重新恢复。
And this love, this first love will gradually be restored in us.
如果我们没有要恢复的话，
If we do not want this to be restored,
我们知道这里有一个很大的危险。
And there is great danger.
就是当我们离开了主而做许多的事情的时候，
When we leave the Lord and do many other things,
我们发现我们会用自己的能力、自己的方法来做。
We realize that we will use our own strength, our own ways, methods to do it.
我们活在自己的想法里面。
We'll live in our own thinking.
或者我们活在知识的里面。
Or we live in knowledge.
我们也可能活在过去的已经经历过主那个经历里面。
Or we'll live in past experiences.
但这许多事情都最后就像那个破裂的水池一样。
But all these will be like the broken cisterns.
我们很快就会枯干。
And we will be dried out.
我们也会在环境的 test 里面会看到这些都不是很真实的。
And in the testing of these circumstances, we'll see all these these things are not truly there.
所以当我们只有啊恢复一个回到主面前跟主啊亲近的关系。
It's only when we restore that fellowship with the Lord.
主能够啊重新把他的生命恢复在我们里面。
That as we draw nigh to him, he will restore that life in us.
所以我也跟以前弟兄姊妹有学习操练。
And I've been, having this exercise with some brothers and sisters.
就是我们要重新找回与主亲近。
That we have to come back to, draw nigh to the Lord.
我们就试着一起来读诗篇。
And we try to read the Psalms together.
我原先觉得还是有点是不是压力，就是又有一个责任，大家一起要读圣经。
I feel that in the beginning, you know, if this will be a pressure, you know, kind of, that we have to read more.
但我心中感觉那个找回与主的亲近，既然主光照在这里面，我们一定要把它找回来。
But I feel that if the Lord showed to us, we have to come back and restore this.
感谢主，我们在第一周在读第一篇的时候有姊妹就有就一个见证告诉我们。
So as we, the first week as we read Psalm 1, a sister shared her testimony.
就在她的公司里面人际关系非常的不好。
It's a very troubled, kind of a, people, relationship in her work, at her workplace.
所以我们姊妹感觉在那里很难受。
And our sister, was having a difficult time.
有时候也会跟大家一样会不服或者埋怨。
Some days she feels like, you know, she'll complain and, not,submissive.
所以当我们姊妹在那读诗篇第一篇早晨，后来主给了一个一句话，就是不做亵慢人的座位。
So as our sister you know was reading Psalm 1, and the Lord reminded her that to not sit in the seat of the scornful.
所以后来在公司里又那一周发生了很多事情，叫她真的是如果像以往的话肯定会爆。
She said that, she shared that, you know, in the past that she would have just blown up, if, you know, if the same thing happened.
但那句话就活在就提醒在他里面，我们要站对自己的位置。
And so that word from the Lord reminded her to be where the Lord wants us to be.
不做那个叛逆埋怨的人。
To not be one who rebelled and, complained.
他就服了下来。
So she submitted to the word of God.
后来她说很奇妙，当她服下来的时候。
She said it was amazing as she submitted to the circumstance.
结果那个老板竟然还写信给全体员工，就好像一个道歉信。
Her boss actually wrote a letter of apology to the entire group.
她好像就经历了主怎么在于这个生活中那个活泼的带领。
And she experienced the living, leading of the Lord in her life.
我就借着这个借着这点交通，我就想就是我们一定要找回与主的亲近。
I want to share, using this, I want to share with you that we have to return to draw nigh to the Lord.
在这中间是需要一点时间，需要一点一个付代价的。
It is going to take time and we have to pay a price.
因为恢复是需要时间的。
To be restored, this takes time.
我就想到那个参孙。
I thought about Samson.
他失败了。
He failed.
他失去了神的同在。
He lost God's presence.
当他在那里悔改的时候。
But as he repented.
他真的悔改了。
He truly repented.
那圣经上说他的头发就慢慢长出来了。
And his hair grew again.
那个头发是慢慢长出来的。
The hair grew slowly.
那个力量是慢慢出来的。
And he regained his strength slowly.
那感谢主，最终又恢复了他。
In the end, the Lord restored him.
所以我想结束今天的交通。
I want to end my sharing.
就是一个就是求主让我们真的看到，在这个疫情当中，我们需要摆上我们的祷告。
We pray the Lord will make us see that we have to pray for regarding this matter of the pestilence.
为这地和这地上的人。
For this land and for the people of this land.
另外一个就是为我们自己的光景祷告。
And to pray for our condition.
让我们真的认识我们与主的亲近 是要恢复的。
That we have to restore our drawing nigh to the Lord.
因为除此之外，我们不能啊讨主的喜悦。
Because other than this, we besides this, we cannot please the Lord.
就是帮助我们，带领我们。
The Lord help us and lead us.
好，那我的交通就到这里。
I'll end my sharing here.